USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump were approved by the House Judiciary Committee.
The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
A full House vote is expected next week. An approval is also expected, with a trial happening in the Senate sometime in January. President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's all backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal is on the Judiciary Committee.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
She predicts his disrespectful behavior and cruel policies will sway voters.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivery. Delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
North Korea is once again at the launch pad. The BBC's Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
North Korea has announced it carried out another crucial test at its long-range rocket launch site late Friday night, although, like its apparent rocket engine test a few days ago, it didn't give specifics. So we're left wondering, are these last-ditch attempts to force the Trump administration's hand, or a return to full-fledged missile development?
New York City police arrested a 13-year-old suspect in the stabbing death of an 18-year-old college student in a park the day before. Officials said the suspect, whose name wasn't released because of his age, faces second-degree murder, robbery, and a weapons-related charge. The suspect was charged as a juvenile. Police didn't say if the suspect was the one who directly killed Tessa Majors, a freshman at Barnard College. The New York City Police Department was searching for two other people who may have been involved in the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former president calls it a moral call to the rest of the world. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change. He was speaking to youth leaders in Malaysia's capital, pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change. He says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions.
The National Association of Manufacturers is the latest to praise President Trump for completing phase one of a trade with China. USA's John Clemens reports.
Others like the American Farm Bureau, the National Retail Federation, and the Job Creators Network also had praise for Mr. Trump joining what the National Association of Manufacturers had to say. Mr. Trump spoke at the White House about some of the other benefits of reaching phase one with Beijing, thus avoiding a trade war with China.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Phase one of the trade deal requires China to purchase $50 billion in agricultural products. The Senate will now have to ratify the agreement once it's signed by the administration. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.